There's a particular kind of embedded task that sounds trivial and isn't. A sensor is plugged into this board over USB. Find it and read it. No port number, no baud rate, no documentation. Just a box with a fistful of serial adapters and the assurance that it's on there somewhere. This is the story of doing exactly that for a Mini-AHRS wired into a Jetson Orin, and the two things that made it interesting. You can't identify the device by its name, and the first half dozen, the port is silent, results were all lies. Section: What's an AHRS, briefly? An AHRS, attitude and heading reference system, is the little black box that tells a vehicle which way it's pointing. Inside is a MEMS IMU, a three-axis gyroscope, three-axis accelerometer, and usually a three-axis magnetometer, plus an onboard fusion filter that turns those raw rates and forces into a clean heading slash pitch slash roll estimate. It's the same job your phone does to know which way to rotate the screen, scaled up for things that fall out of the sky if they get it wrong. The unit here was an Inertial Labs Mini-AHRS, a compact industrial AHRS that streams orientation and calibrated sensor data over a serial link. Its datasheet has the full spec. Inertial Labs also publish an open-source ROS driver and SDK, which, spoiler, became the Rosetta Stone for the whole exercise. Section, Step 1, What's even on the bus? First, enumerate. LSUSB showed two FTDI chips. The Quad FT4232H exposes 4U ART channels, slash dev slash TT, YUSB 0, 3. The single FT232R adds a fifth, slash dev slash TT, YUSB 4. And here's the first wall. The UDEV descriptors are completely generic. Nothing says Inertial Labs. Nothing says AHRS. The FTDI EEPROM was never reprogrammed with a custom product string, which is the norm for vendors who just buy a stock USB to serial cable. So you cannot identify this device by what it calls itself. You have to identify it by what it says. Section, Step 2, The Lie of the Silent Port. The Mini-AHRS speaks a binary protocol. Every packet starts with the sync bytes AA55. So the plan was simple. Sniff each port, look for that header. Every port, nothing. Silent. I dutifully concluded the device was idle or unpowered, swept a range of baud rates, sent the protocol's device info request to provoke a reply, still nothing. I was minutes from declaring the AHRS isn't connected. It was connected. It was streaming the entire time. The bug is hiding in plain sight above, 2/dev/null. The login account was not in the dial-out group, so every STTY, every CAT, every write was failing with permission denied, and I'd helpfully silenced exactly the error that would have told me so. No bytes wasn't silence. It was access denied. The moment I dropped the 2/dev/null and ran a single bare STTY. Lesson 1. When you're probing hardware and getting nothing, the nothing is data. Don't throw away stare. A genuinely idle UART and a permission error look identical once you redirect the truth to /dev/null. There was no passwordless sudo available, and adding myself to dial-out needs a relogin. But the account was in the Docker group, and the application stack already ran in containers. So the clean way to get root on the device nodes was a privileged container with /dev mapped in. Network none sidesteps an unrelated iptables quirk on the host. Running as root inside finally gave real read/write to the ports. Section, Step 3, Identify by protocol. With actual access, one port immediately stood out. A continuous stream of bytes, and the byte count scaled with whatever baud I set. The classic signature of a device that's always transmitting. The other ports were genuinely quiet. A baud sweep settled the rate. At one setting, and only one, the stream framed cleanly into AA55 packets. AA5501 is the Inertial Labs binary data header. 393 framed packets in a second. Garbage at every other baud. 921600 baud. Confirmed by structure, not by guesswork. But it's an Inertial Labs device, isn't it? It's a Mini-AHRS. For that, I asked it directly. The protocol has a device info command, 0x12. The SDK's framing is AA55000, so the request is 9 bytes. Send a stop, then the info request, and read the reply. The device's own firmware string, mini R's, with a serial number and build date. Not an inference, a confession. The first field of the info struct is an 8-byte ASCII ID. The next is the firmware string. There it was. Section, step 4. Make it human readable. Hex headers are proof, but they're not data. The native stream used a custom packet layout this firmware revision didn't share with the OpenSDK, so I commanded the device into a documented format instead. IL, IM, UNDERS orientation, whose field layout and scaling are defined. Heading slash pitch slash roll, as in 16/100 degrees, Euro as in 16/10 degrees per second, accelerometer counts, magnetometer counts. A few lines of Python turn the byte soup into this. And here's the satisfying part. The physics checks out, which is how you know the decode is right and not just plausible. The Euro sits within a few tenths of a degree per second of zero. The unit is stationary. The accelerometer reads almost exactly 1G, pointing straight down the Z-axis. It's sitting flat, feeling nothing but gravity. Cross-computing pitch slash roll from that gravity vector gives is almost equal to 0 degrees, matching the reported attitude. That 1G magnitude is the anchor. If your decoded accelerometer doesn't sum to 1G at rest, your scale factor, byte offset, or Indianness is wrong. It's the cheapest unit test in embedded work, and it's free. Section, the scripts. I distilled the hunt into two small scripts. The first sweeps every serial port and asks each one, who are you, via the device info command, reporting the port, baud, serial number, and firmware string of any Inertial Labs unit it finds. The second commands the documented orientation format, decodes the packets, and grades them against gravity. A quick pass slash fail bench check. Section, takeaways. A few things I'll carry to the next mystery device hunt. 1. Identify by behavior, not by label. Generic USB serial bridges tell you nothing. The protocol on the wire tells you everything, including, if you ask nicely, the model name. 2. /dev/nullaprobe. The error is the diagnosis. A dial-out permission denial and a dead port are indistinguishable once you've muted the difference. 3. Use the vendor's own SDK as documentation. The open source driver gave me the exact command frames, the checksum algorithm, and the field scaling. No reverse engineering required. 4. Let physics grade your work. Gravity is a known good signal sitting in every accelerometer. 1G at rest means your decode is honest. The task that sounded like just read the sensor turned into a small lesson in observability. The hard part was never the wire. It was making sure I could trust what the wire was telling me.